Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Flow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the beats, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational track to see successful guests promote herself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with the great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Yeah, there comes a time when you got to kind of sit back and take a look and see everything that has happened, everything that is going on, and just kind of go within. You know, kind of take an inventory on the inside and see what is happening. Where are you? You know, kind of like climbing up a staircase, one step at a time, moving forward, moving upward and on every single step of the way, going higher and higher and higher. Yeah, there are times where you have to do that. Kind of go within and ask yourself a couple of questions. And these are some of the questions that will get answered for the Reems family tonight. You know, when you reach that point where the intensity is at its greatest point, when that force and that power is charging itself up and it's been going around and around and around and it's been building, you've been climbing and you've been climbing and going all the way up. You get to the point when you're about to climax. And that's what I want to tell everybody here in the remix. That the remix has reached, we're coming to that peak, that turning point, and we're about to climax. Releasing some of the most powerful, orgasmic, cosmic energy that this world, this universe, has ever seen. Yeah. It's a strong force. It's a strong power. It's a climax. And that's where we are. We're about to climax. Yeah. So once again, why don't you join me? Join me and the Remix family as we continue this journey and climax. Ah, Peace and greetings to everyone out there. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. I am your host, of course, Miss Boo, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from and joining us here live tonight in The Remix. I want to go ahead and give out the call-in number because Brother Bilal is going to be joining us here live on the platform tonight, and he will be taking your calls tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're calling from an international country, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711. Well, it has been a terrific weekend. It's been a hell of a weekend. It's been a powerful weekend for the Remix family and everyone here. And so tonight, as we to usher in this amazing climax energy, joining us here live tonight in the form is Brother Bilal. I want to welcome you guys on over. We're going to talk about the weekend, talk about what we're going to be doing here tonight. And then also, I want to invite you guys to come on over and join us live. If you've never been in the Remix chat room, I definitely would invite you to bring yourself over. For all of our guests who are joining us, it's a very, very first time. Welcome. Welcome to you. But let me give you some directions on how you can get yourself over here while we warm up the mic here. And all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and that's going to get you locked in. Now, once you come on over, you will be a guest here. And I see you guys getting yourself situated. So many of you are on the phone lines. But I see you guys getting yourself situated there. Here's what I want to invite you to do. All you have to do, you see, if you stroll down and you're in the chat room, click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are, and then you can come on in. You can be in the chat room, and you can chat along with us. How does that sound? That's cool. So your guests, we want to welcome you. It is so good to have you here for this experience, here live with us in The Remix. The Remix family in the chat room, and they're definitely going to make you feel right at home and welcome and just in a good space, in a good space. Wow. Let me take a little sip here. I want to take a sip here and take a pause because this is about that time. This energy is here for us to take a sip, to take a stop, and take a pause. And I want to send some shout-outs. I want to send some love, especially to my family, all of you guys, and especially to my children, particularly to my son coming back in a big way after last year and just kind of rocking that shit out, you know, doing what the genius boy does most. I know he's out there listening. so just to send some love to him for coming back last year, and then send some love to Baby Blue. Definitely Baby Blue, as she continues to embark on her amazing journey that she's doing, what her purpose is, fulfilling her purpose, and both of them, and working so hard this year. She's a senior this year in high school, and I've spoke with many of you who children are seniors, and how they're just embarking on their journey. I am so proud of her, and just her hard work and her diligence for going after, you know, what's in her heart and what's calling her. I couldn't be more proud, you know? Yeah. And I want to let you guys know that what you were jamming to there, that was a nice piece called Climax by J Dilla. Ashe to the brother out there as he continues on his journey and looks on upon us. That was him. Yeah. Yeah. A self-invested member actually interviewed his mother, and it was just some amazing things that came out of that conversation. And, you know, by the way, big ups to self-invested, because those brothers and sisters is definitely moving and climaxing all over the globe, all over the world, everyone who's a part of Self-Invested. And every time we hear your stories and about what you're doing and what you're working on and how you're taking the information and really applying it to your life, to your records, it's just simply amazing. So yeah, peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to the remix. It's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. It's Sunday night. So much stuff is going on. Wouldn't you agree? Taking a sip here of just some golden sunshine, just to get nice and charged up as we get ready to welcome Brother Bilal to come join us in the platform tonight. Now, I definitely want to send some love. I want to send some love, kisses, and some hugs out to all of you guys out there, especially the Remix family. Big ups to Self-Invested, as always. Self-Invested. Big ups and much love, you guys out there. Now, here's another thing I want to talk about really quick. And, of course, I got to talk about my priestess. Big ups to the priestess out there, my divine priestess that is all over the world leaving their footprints everywhere that they're stepping. And I know you guys have seen them sisters high-stepping out there. They've been high-stepping for a couple of weeks now, and they're doing some big high steps now. And what I want to invite you guys to do, they have put together something that is so amazing, so loving, so caring, so giving, and they have went into their personal records and pulled out things that have been life-forming and transforming, not only for themselves, but all of their clients, brothers and sisters they work with from all over the world, sharing their love. And really bring us into this spring equinox energy that we're upon. So who better to get the message than to get the message from the divine goddesses, the priestesses? And all of this is posted over on the Remix Family page. And I know what some of you are saying. Well, hey, Miss Blue, you know, I kind of got my own little program. I'm kind of detoxing. I'm kind of doing a little bit of Lent, and I'm kind of doing a little bit of this. But I promise you, there is something there for everyone. Absolutely everyone. So I want to encourage you guys to all get yourself over to the Remix Radio page. And the cool thing about that, all you have to do is click like. And once you click like, you will see the post, and we're going to do it every single day. We're going to do it today, Sunday, and then we're going to climax and burst it all out on the 20th, on the equinox, and all the priestesses are going to participate. So all you have to do is click like, and you will see the post there on the page. Scroll down. It's lots of gems and goodies for your soul over there. It's some good old soul food. So if you haven't been eating no soul food, that's the place that you want to go get you some soul food. And the goddesses, the priestess, have left a lot of soul food for you out there. So you can go over there. You can look through them. You can see who posted what. They left their names. They left their divine markings there for you. And you'll be hearing more about the priestess. And every day it's just going to be something so loving and so blessing. I'm just honored to be in the presence of so many amazing sisters, you know, and they're a part of the Remix family too. They're part of Self-Invested. They're a part of all of this. And they're doing their work all over the world. I couldn't be more honored and more proud to be in the company of just some amazing, fascinating, cutting edge, badass priestess, modern day priestess, that understand what it's about living life and growing up on earth. And these sisters have really given a lot of soul food over there. So I would invite you guys to definitely take yourself over there and, you know, just check in. Let them know you're reading it. Let them know what you think, if you've tried some of the things that put out there and done some of that work. You know, just let them know, because we put a lot of work went into really kind of getting this together and taking time. It is their offering. You know, that's one of the things that Siba Haru has always been such a good example for me of just giving a divine offering to the people. And it's absolutely their divine blessing and offering for you and your family and anyone you know. You can send that information is over there. So I want to invite you guys to go over there and just kind of take a peek in and see that. So welcome to the remix, everyone. Yes, tonight, live in the platform, we have Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. The Equinox of Gods is what we're going to be talking about tonight. And then later on tonight, we'll be taking your call. I want to take this opportunity to just say big ups to the Brother Bilal for coming on the platform and always sharing his magic with us. You know, the brother does things, numerology, astrology, deals with those things. When it comes to the occult knowledge, when it comes to metaphysics, and does it in a very, very ancient way, and really delivers it so that you can get what you need and be able to have that. Brother Bao also does those amazing soul alignment readings that so many of you email me. It's not a day that don't go by that you don't email me and tell me that you've experienced your soul alignment reading with Brother Bilal, or you had the soul cycle calendar, so you're able to sort of map your way out for the rest of the year. And how amazing is that shit? To have a brother with so much integrity to be able to do that. And it's an honor anytime he comes on, because we get to get down and we get to get real funky with you and show you guys some real soul food and some love and do some powerful ass readings. And you get a chance to have Brother Bilal come on and also with me sharing that energy. And you guys, let me take another sip. I need another sip before I talk about the Remix family. You guys are the best. I brag about you in this world and worlds beyond, about the Remix family, and just the powerful shit that you guys are doing and bringing to the table. It doesn't go unnoticed. That's what I want you to know. I know sometimes I give you a hard time when you bring your ass on and you want to kind of bring some bitch assness. I got to call you out on it because, you know, that's how we do. But I want you guys to know that your work does not go unnoticed. And we talk about it all over the planet, this world, and other worlds, everywhere. Just how amazing you are. So whether I'm speaking with you, your ancestors, your babies that are about to be born, your babies that just have been born, or talking directly to your higher self, or just connecting with you, it's so amazing. It's so amazing in the times that we're in, and we're impacting the collective consciousness. All you got to do is cut your goddamn TV on Sunday night, and you know what time it is. You know what time it is. You know they listening to the Remix. Cut on your radio. You know they're listening to the Remix. Go outside. Look in your world. You know they listening to the Remix. Go in the grocery store. You know they listen to the Remix. You know they are. They are. And we welcome everyone to be a part of this amazing, wonderful, divine soul group, you know? Soul group. Powerful energy on the planet right now. So we're going to get it. I don't know if we're going to dance. Do we even need to dance tonight? Just reach up and touch the moon because it's close to you. You know, do we even need to dance tonight? I don't know. Do we even need to dance? Do we need to dance, you guys? We do. We need to jam a little bit. We need to get up. We need to move our bodies. We need to jam. Of course we need to jam. Of course. Of course. Of course we do. All right. All right. We need to jam. Yeah. One of the things I want to tell you guys, because it's Sunday night. It's Sunday night, you guys. And here's what I want to say. You guys, y'all, you know, the Remix family, y'all do some amazing shit. And sometimes I don't even catch all of it. One of the things I want to say to you guys is that, you know, it's Sunday night. The orders are getting ready to go out for the Know Your Magic deck, the Oracle cards that so many of you all over the world, and back again. I don't even know. I lost track. I can't count how many times have been. And y'all send me some beautiful notes. Yes, you guys are saying you love your notes. Y'all send me some beautiful notes there, and I thank you guys. I hear how you're working with the cards. You've incorporated. Some of you who have been doing readings way longer than my ass have incorporated it in doing your readings, doing your work, your yoga masters, your comedic yoga masters. You're doing Reiki with it, your psychiatrists, your doctors, your teachers, your lawyers, your mothers, your fathers, your babies, your children, your artists. You know, your composers, you guys are doing some amazing things with it. And I just want to let you guys know that touches my heart. It does. Because when this was conceived, and you know, I always talk about the amazing sister, pure, you know, feminine, the amazing sister who did the artwork, who's in the priestesshood as well, by the way, and also the brother Dark who came together. All of us came together bringing our magic based on that channel, and now you guys have had it, one of the most powerful deaths on the planet, and because all of you say so. And so I thank you. But tonight, here's what I want you to do. You know, because the summer is coming and we have the spring equinox. We have some amazing times going on. This is a great time for you to begin to think about it. I hear so many of you to get your decks. If you want to get your decks, get your decks. www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S. And this is a great time. This will be the equinox of the gods. You need to get your decks. You need to start working those psychic muscles. All of this energy. March the 21st. We're going to talk about that tonight. Next Friday night. Yes. Also, remind you, the Know Your Magic audio workbook, perfect time. This is about getting your magic organized, getting your life together, completing things in your life. So many of you have written in your stories about the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Don't have to wait. There is no waiting line to get a reading with this. You get to get it. Get over 4 hours of me taking you step by step. I'm right there with you. And you're doing the work, and that's the best part. And so many of you have downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It's an audio workbook. That means that I come, the audio, the oracle, in the magic, bring it to you, and you get to do the work. People have started businesses. I told you guys, this year, Fortune 500 businesses being started by the Remix, paving that way that we've been talking about, millionaires, billionaires being made, not because of the money, but because of the energy, the knowledge, the wisdom that is being brought to the planet. The Know Your Magic audio workbook will get you in the space for you to know your magic. And I don't care if you're new at this, if you've been doing this for 50 years, or maybe you're just on your journey, you will be able to take yourself to a whole nother level. A whole nother level with this. And so many of you have, thousands of you have, with the Know Your Magic audio workbook. You get to download it right to your computer. Instantly, you get to start working. Instantly, I get your letters, I get your emails, and I'm so thankful that that divine message has been there for you guys. So, we're going to kind of move around a little bit. We're going to bring on Brother Bilal because he is so charged up right now. Yeah. And we're about to get into the share right now. And, you know, I don't even know what kind of mood I'm in. I don't know. Does it even matter? We got to hear a little Baby Blue. Got to do that. Got to do that. We got to play a little bit. Oh, my goodness. I see you guys on the phone lines. That is like sick. That is like some stuff from another world.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Okay. Now, this is something I'm going to do. Now, you guys know the other host here at the remix is Esther, and I'm going to have to call on Esther tonight. I'm going to have to get her in here real quick because we want to do some international shots out, and I would love to have all the countries here. So I'm going to see if my sister, Esther, can come on and do some international shots out for us this evening, because I want to recognize the whole international family that's out there. Still sending love to all of those who are in New York. Sending love there. Also sending love to Japan and sending love out to Malaysia and those who was on the airplane 777, the Boeing 777, as they continue on their journey. And just send love and light out to their families as well. And, yeah, we're going to do some international shout out. And then we're going to dance. I promise we'll dance. And then we're going to get right into the share. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're not in the U.S. or Canada, then you'll need to dial the U.S. country code. And to dial the U.S. country code, just get that U.S. country code, then dial 646-652-2711. And that's going to get you locked in. All right. So now we're going to give our international shout out to all of our brothers and sisters all over the planet and beyond that's joining us live here tonight. Okay. All right. So here we go. I'm calling in. This is Esther.
Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, Remix family. All right.
Okay. It's a crazy night. It's a crazy night.
It is. It is. I agree. Let's see. So, international shout outs. We have Tanzania, which I'm like, wow. Tanzania is in the house tonight. Romania, Japan, Hungary, Hong Kong, Serbia, y'all. Serbia is listening tonight. Afghanistan, New Zealand, the United Arab Emirates, okay. Netherlands. Yeah, that's a little interesting. Argentina, Bangladesh, Belgium, Austria, Lithuania, Denmark, Nepal, Chile, Mozambique, of course. Much love to Mozambique. Greece, Saudi Arabia, Italy, Brazil, Thailand, Egypt, Ghana, the Bahamas, Spain, Trinidad and Tobago, India, of course, Australia, the Philippines, Tunisia, Jamaica, Nigeria, Germany, Barbados, the Netherlands, Turkey, France, of course, South Africa, Kenya, Canada, the UK, and got to send out much love to Mars, because Mars is checking in tonight.
Mars is
checking in tonight. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. beautiful. Thank you so much, Esther.
No problem. Much love, Miss Blue. Much love, Remix family.
That's beautiful. That's Esther, you guys, the other host here on the Remix. So we have a packed house. We even got Mars in the house tonight. And, yeah. So, Okay. Did we play Baby Blue already? Let me come back to planet Earth. Let me come back to the blue planet. Did we play? Yeah, we played Baby Blue already. Okay, so we're going to get ready to move ourselves around. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. What is it going to do? Okay. Yeah. Here I come. I'm on my way. I'm on my way, you guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And, yeah, let's see. Let's see what's really going on here. It is so good to have everyone in the house listening tonight. 4652711 is the number to call. Okay, it's just not doing what I need it to do right now. So, you know what happens when that happens. You know, it's just a lot of energy going on, but we're gonna get this. I want to send some much love out to Sister Goddess Rainwater. As you guys know, she's going to be taking her journey to Peru. So big ups to the Goddess Rainwater, and you guys can go over on Facebook and support her. She is bringing back some badass, powerful goodies from Peru as she enters into another phase of her journey. And you guys can definitely be over there to support the Sister Rainwater, powerful sister. Yes, yes, yes. Much love, much love. Let's see. Yeah. I know, you guys. I know. Here we come. Oh, my goodness. It is so much going on over here, but we are going to get this. Here we go. We're going to do this. So everyone get up. That's it. Get up. Stand up wherever you are. That's right. Get out of your chair. Get on your feet. That's it. We're going to kind of jam to this and get ready to get into the share, everyone. Here we go. Yeah.
Oh. I know I'm late. Thank you.
All right. That was Pops and the Staple Singers, and I'll take you there. Wow. Love that song. Well, let's ready to bring on Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. Of course, let me find him here on the line as we get ready to get into the share, the equinox of gods. Let's find Brother Bilal here. Let's see. There he is. Peace and greetings, Brother Bilal.
How are you doing this evening, Miss Blue? What's going on?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. I see you nice and charged up, for real. Huh? How are you doing tonight?
yes, all the way
turned up. Busy weekend.
It is. It's a beautiful weekend. So good to have you come join us again here. You know, we had an amazing time in Self-Invested, you know, yesterday. That was just amazing. Wonderful.
Shout out to my Self-Invested family. We will be finishing up next week. It was like a lot of information. So we only made it halfway around the globe, you know, halfway around the house. So it's good.
Yes, it's good.
Yeah. I feel good tonight. I promise I will not be long-winded tonight. We're going to get some readings in, so you don't have to worry about me being long-winded tonight. So, all right.
No, we love your long-winded. We love it.
Yes. You know what? Let me send some love to my family. I heard you talk about the family, and you know, I'm so proud of you know everybody doing their work, and it's so many people doing their work, and you know that we have to acknowledge that. I actually got a chance to talk to the elder Brother Gabri, who, you know, even introduced me and sparked my interest into numerology, giving him a shout-out. My brother Mahdi, my brother Sadat and Jafar, you know, all my brothers Jeepers. You know, I just wanted to get that shout-out, that acknowledgement, because they, through the week when I'm not talking to the remix, they're putting up with my stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, all my brothers out there.
From
the east to the west. So what's happening, remix? Family.
Yes, the remix family is nice and hyped and ready to go. Oh yes.
Oh man, tonight it's been a trifecta weekend.
Yes, it has.
Tonight, the equinox of the gods, which, like you said, the equinox is coming up. Next week, which would be Friday, March 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real exciting time. I spoke and I touched on the blood moons. You know, I'm going to be touching on that again tonight and tell you the significance of that and what time we are in and what time it really is. But I had so much fun Friday, you know, and you know, a lot of email. I appreciate you guys. And with that said, I wanna ask a couple of questions.
Okay.
And we could get into it.
Yes. And we can definitely get the Remix family to answer these questions here. We could definitely go with that.
I really wanted to start at this point of, will you follow directions? Because it takes the will to follow, but will you follow? Remind me of Diana Ross. Do you know where you're going to? Because it's like, which direction are you going to take?
Yeah.
Do you know where you're going? It's like hitchhiking. You know, can I get a lift? But we're really talking about the Directors Guild. But will you follow the director? Is the director important in directing a movie? Because we know what life is a stage. We're in a stage play, y'all. But a lot of us stage playing. All right? But we're in a stage play.
Mm.
But we need both directors and producers. Are you producing? Or do we need some examples? Do we need some examples of directors and producers? Can you be more direct? Listen. The will is a directed force.
Yes.
And I heard what Esther say, Mars is going to be in the house tonight, because this is what I'm really looking at tonight. We're looking at the nature of Mars. The nature of Mars. We're always going to be, the subject is always going to be words that manifest, because I want you to see words.
Right.
Because we're looking at Mars tonight. So write that word, write Mars. Now write M-A-R, because we're talking about the Marines. Like the Marines. That's Mars. Because what is Mars? The action planet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The planet of war? That's the Marine. That's the marching. Are we in March? We in March, right? Are we in March, Ms. Blue?
Yes, we are.
When the spring equal now, yeah, that's Mars. That's Mars. Mm-hmm. We in March. So we in the remix marching right along. Like a marching band. A lot of us been hurt, so you need Band-Aids. We need help.
Yeah.
We need assistance from the band. It's a Band-Aid. We need to do some patching, some healing. But we are here for each other. That's why hearing is the most powerful sense there is. A lot of work me and you do, Ms. Blue, I could hear for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can hear certain information. I know it's for you, and just like you can hear for me. A lot of information, me and you work on this together. So we are here for each other.
Yes.
But who are you here for? I like what Tupac says. He never had a friend like me. Because I'm going to give you what's yours. I know what I'm hearing, and I know what's here for you.
That's right. That's right.
But we have to be here for each other. It's mutual. It's an exchange. It's up and down like the seesaw.
Yes.
But I'm here for you. You got my word on that, Ms. Blue. I'm here for you.
Yes. I'm here for you.
So look at Mars being the planet of war. You don't even know who you're fighting. Why are you at war with yourself? Because that's who you're really fighting. You're at war.
Yeah.
I promise I won't be long-winded tonight. I just need to make a point, because we left off somewhere from Friday with pressure and change. And tonight, yeah, I'm under no pressure at all. It's been a long time since I've been under pressure, since I put myself under pressure.
Mm.
That's why my favorite mantra became, I hypnotize myself with the mantra, no matter what happens, everything working in my favor. I live by that.
Yes.
That's etched in my heart.
Yes, yes, yes.
No matter what happened, everything working in my favor. But why are you at war with yourself? Well, what's the symbol for Aries? What's Aries the what? Ram?
Mm-hmm.
Your random access to your memory, your RAM?
Yes, your RAM.
That's what RAM is. You have a computer in your head that's electrical. Have you lost your memory?
Yeah.
You forgot what I done for you?
Right,
that's
right.
That's what the self saying. You forgot what we done been through? all the self did for you, and this is how you reward it? By going to war with yourself? Because you go to war and hate anyone, you're really at war with yourself.
Yes.
Not with me.
Right.
So that's God talking to the greatest plan in you. Because that's what is Mars? Isn't Mars a planet?
Yes.
So the God is talking to the greatest planet in you, the great test, the greatest. What Mars, the red planet? Guess what the red planet is, Miss Blue? The red plan.
<Mm-mm.
laughs> Look what they do. Look how they train the mind. Look how they train your behavior like pets. They show you a red light and you think it means stop. Red really means go. If Mars is the action planet, and then they tell you the business is in the red. Where is this red?
Yes.
Do you know Mars is at the root of marketing? Write marketing down. Why do you think every business across this United States, every business around this whole globe uses red in their marketing skill?
That's right.
Or a marketing scheme, excuse me.
Yeah.
What did they tell you? Don't write in the red pen?
Yeah.
What did they say about the red pen?
It's tracks.
You need to start writing in the red pen, especially when this blood moon come on April 14th. That's going to be a serious day for you.
And red is the fastest color to blue.
Yes, it's a primary color, just like the number 13. It's a prime color. That's why I told you don't write in it because it's offensive.
Yes.
That's why didn't Moses split the Red Sea?
Yes.
Huh? Is it red fire? Your world, think about your word is your world. Your world will not end by water this time. It will be red like fire. Red robin. Even think back to when, what my man named DeBarge talking about, all this love waiting for you. That's when Red Bones was in. That was your red, you know, whatever, the light-skinned brothers was in, huh?
That's right.
Just had the movie Red Tail, Red Ass. Then we just talk about loose change, Red Ass.
Yes,
cut the red tape.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to bring you into the red light district. I need you to see the red.
Yes.
That's why red is in redemption. Redemption. Redeem. Redeem yourself.
Yes.
But what is the red? That's why you say, but is there life on the red planet? Do you have a red plan? Do you have a red plan? Where's your plan? Where's your action plan?
Yes.
So is there life on Mars? There's a procession of the equinox coming.
Yes.
And it's in March. M-A-R-C. It's in March. It's in Mars. The spring equinox. Shit's springing into action.
Yes.
The vernal equinox. The vernal and the spring equinox are two different words for the same thing. So whenever you have an equinox, this is the time when the sun crossing the plane of the Earth's equator. Didn't you just talk about the airplane last week, the airplane that's missing they can't find? What you say? Yeah. What happened? What portal opened up? What happened? The red plane.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it crossed over because of the portal that's opening up from Mars that has a lot of energy to do with Mars. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they trying to send people to Mars and you can't come back? There won't be no way back?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What, you going to build you a house on red dirt? What, you going to take some red wood? what are you going to be housed? Are you going to stay in a damn spaceship? What the hell? Do you understand what's happening? Are you all the way dead? This happened twice a year. The procession of the equinox, March 21st, is happening this year. March 21st, the next one, September 21st.
Yes.
Also in the equinox, the pyramids show all eight sides. Look at the pyramid in the equinox and show all eight sides. The sun also lined up with the Sphinx when the equinox happened. It makes the eye wink of the Sphinx and it crosses the heart of the Sphinx that sits in front of the pyramid. That happens in the equinox. The head of Gab, the Virgo head, the virgin head on Leo the line. They've been talking astrology to you.
Yes.
But God had to make it back to the heavens because God lived in the heavens. God understands astrology and astronomy. That's why you can't tear none of this religion down, because all of it is rooted in astronomy. Give me a little time. I'm going to get hype in a minute, Ms. Blue, because I'm feeling this, because we're in
yes,
the spring
yes.
equinox. It's looking to spring into action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a mystery of the Sphinx. It's the beauty and the beast. The beauty conquers the beast in you.
Yes.
How you feel when you go get your hair done? You walk in there looking the beast and you walk out beautiful. How you feel after that? How you feel after that? Do you have beautiful conversations? Do you need money in your pocket to feel beautiful? Why you don't feel beautiful without that?
Right.
Why you can't walk like money? What Jesus say? Rich conversation, you talk like money. Why you can't talk like that without money? It's paper, currency. So what we doing? We making the night equal to days when the equinox come, the procession of the equinox. Vernal, meaning young and youthful. The vernal equinox. It's a youthful, young equinox. It's a beginning. It's a resurrection. It's young. Things are growing. Things are springing back up. April 1st is the highest day of planting seeds. April 1st. What is April 1st? You go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, watch how the seeds plant. You go to work. You go upstairs. You feel like playing a game on April 1st. Say, man, somebody just broke in your car, took all your CDs. Oh, man, what? April Fools. You clowning. But you had that person just plant that seed. Give it about 3 months, somebody could be breaking in his shit.
Yep.
And you think it's prophecy. Yeah, you planted the damn seed. Whatever you put in, you got to get back. So we coming up on the day of resurrection. The dead is getting ready to spring up. It's rebirth time. the coming of the sun, the coming of the gods, the equinox of the gods, of the sunlight. The equinox also lines up with the temple and Angkor Wat.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Also at Stonehenge.
Yes.
It's lining up across the planet. We are woke. Osiris springing from death, 77. This is the year for 77, 1977, because you're resetting at 37 this year. Reset.
Yes.
The God is online. It could not be revealed until the proper time. So it's the awakening. It's the awakening of the 777, the number that represents God by means of the Lord.
Yes.
This boy talking about religion? What's he talking about religion shit? What are we talking about? Say the Lord. No, on the remix, when we speak of the Lord, write the Lord, write the word Lord down, please, so you could get to understand what I'm saying. Write the word Lord down. Put an E-R behind Lord. Tell them in the chat room who, when they have it, write the E-R behind Lord.
Write the E-R, you guys, behind Lord.
And then under the L, put an A-W.
And put an A-W under the L.
So we talking about law and order. That's why you watch the goddamn marathon every damn weekend, because you're in love with the law and order.
Yes.
That's why you watch it all weekend. You watch episode after episode. What happened in the beginning? It's the criminal side, and then you go to the court side to be judged. So are we coming up to the judgment?
Mm.
The 777 is the mysterious number of the Lord of beauty. Beauty is a law. You can't get around it.
Yes.
Beauty does that. That's the law and order. So listen, in order for you to present your red plan, you have to follow the law. You got to have some rules. It's rules and regulations. 777, the mystery of beauty. The mystery of beauty. It's time to bring your beauty back online.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was talking to my man Banks today. He was saying, you know what? Beauty is the key. And he's absolutely right. He said, when the last time you seen a prophet came back beautiful, always had rags? So now we need prophets with weaves. We want dressed up. We want beautiful prophets now. Isn't it time to make a profit? Isn't it time to make a profit?
Yeah.
Isn't it time?
Miss
Blue, my last name Muhammad. That's my last name, Muhammad. Can I profit Muhammad? Can you profit Muhammad? Can you make a profit? Can you turn a profit?
Right.
We need beautiful prophets.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everybody profiting off of you. The prophecy. I can see the prophet off of you. They prophecy. Mm-hmm. They prophesying off of you. That's right back at projections.
Yes.
Wasn't we just talking about that Friday night?
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not Friday no more. It's Sunday night, so it's a different day. It's a different day. What a difference a day makes. So a day must make a difference. Say this again. You never heard what a difference a day makes?
Oh, yes.
So a day must make a difference. Shit, isn't that what you came here to make a difference? Who didn't come here to make a difference? Ain't that what y'all had? Why am I here? Can
okay.
I make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
Can I put up the difference? Can you pay the part of the bill and I put up the rest? Can I put up the difference? That's, isn't that what you get when you do subtraction?
Yes.
The negative that you hate so much, because what does subtraction sign look like? A negative, right? It's the difference, though. But you came here to make a difference, and you hate the difference because you hate negative.
Yes.
So you hate the difference, but you came here to make a difference. You're in a paradox. You are in an enigma.
Yes.
You are a walking contradiction.
Yes.
Because you hate the difference you came here to make.
Mm-hmm.
Because anytime you subtract something, it comes back to the difference. You get the difference.
Yes,
Subtraction.
Yes.
Subtraction is a law.
Mm-hmm.
Subtraction is a law to adding. How you gonna add on to the goddamn house if you don't subtract the goddamn back of the house? You gotta knock something down to replace and put something up. You have to subtract.
Mm-hmm.
How you want constantly add positive add without subtracting?
Yes.
You call that greed. And then you also, if you're adding on to a house without subtracting, you call that a shed. That's a garage. Because it's not connected.
Mm-hmm.
You call that a garage. Not add on to the house. Think about the subtraction sign. Listen. It's sub.
Yeah.
Like in New York, the subway. What the sub is, isn't, don't sub mean under? It's subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
Traction on the bottom of your tennis shoe. If you have traction when you're playing basketball, you need a good tennis shoe, a good basketball shoe, so you can get some traction. So you need some subtraction. You don't have no damn grip. Isn't that what they call money? That's why you ain't got no damn grip. Everybody else got your grip. Everybody else got your profit.
Mm.
You ain't got no grip. Big money grip. Because you don't want to subtract. Submarine. Because we just say Mars was Marine. They're the Marines. Go to war. But you a submarine. You underwater.
Mm.
And all of this happening because you don't want to go into your submission. You love to talk about the subconscious, subliminal, but you don't want to go into your submission.
Mm.
Isn't that when you're wrestling, the way you win, you gotta make someone submit? You wrestling with yourself. You pinning yourself down. You won't even submit your plan, your will. Like a last will and testament. You don't need no last will. You got it. You ain't came up with this goddamn first will. You need a fucking fuck the last will. You need a first will. Put a will together.
Mm-mm.
Can you submit your plan? Can you submit it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can you submit the red plan? Do you know how long they've been waiting on the red planet?
Yeah.
You know the last time they seen the red and the blue planet come together?
Woo.
And every time you get a blood red moon, this transformation happens, you will see it this time because I'm going to make you pay attention to it. It's going to get blood red. Watch next month. on the 14th. Watch that whole little time from the 14th to the 17th, especially the 16th, because we gonna mark a month date. Watch what I tell you and see if I'm guessing at this shit, if I know it for real. See if my information is coming from out of this world. But what a difference a day make, because Friday night we was under damn pressure.
Yes.
Think about it. Friday night we was under pressure. We was under pressure of the will. Remember what you said you will and will not do. You was under the pressure of the will.
Yeah.
Now the will is under us. What a difference a day make.
Mm-hmm.
Submit your will. Damn, it was a good day. That was cute. Damn, it was a good day. It's because there's a difference a day makes.
Right.
Remember, what the movie Tarantino made? It's me think of, this making me think of the Jamie Foxx movie. What the name of the movie was with Jamie Foxx? Django.
Django, yeah. The Django.
The most powerful part of this movie, Miss Blue.
Yeah.
The most powerful part of this movie, when they was at the dinner table negotiating for his wife.
Yes.
What my man name is, the white actor, what his name is? In all the big movies.
They
played the lead role in Django, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
DiCaprio.
Yes, Leonardo DiCaprio. He pulled out old Ben's skull and put it on the table. And he said, something we can't understand about you niggas. There's a part behind the brain that sits on the left side. It's so big. It sits at the bottom. It's the biggest part of your brain, and it's locked into submission. That's why you niggas love us, because y'all submissive to us. That's what he said. The biggest part of your work is in submission. Can you submit? What they tell us when we grow up, they say, don't give up. Don't they? Isn't that what they say? Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up to your higher self. But nothing's going to happen to you until you surrender and submit.
That's right. It's not an external submission. It's an internal.
Yes.
And that's where the trick.
That's the trick. He said, y'all just so submissive. So what's the trick? What's the trick? People thought we were bowing down to them, but it's an internal submission. We were learning how to submit back to our higher self, because that's how far away we had got from submission. We will not submit our damn will because we think someone else is over us. You were learning how to submit. You have to submit your plan. Stop wrestling with yourself. So what a difference a day make. And a day makes a difference. It's a different rent we getting ready to pay. We got to own this shit. We got to stop differenting. It's a different rent. What is a day? What a difference a day make? We say, right, but what is a day? A day is also known, a.k.a., as an era. What era are you from? That's why those Akashic records are so powerful, you do, Ms. Blue, because you took me back to my past life and showed me my eras.
Yes, yes, wow.
You took me back to my era, E-R-A, and showed me my eras, E-R-R-O-R. Like a mirror, M-I-R-R-O-R. You gave me a picture glimpse on what my errors was at that time in my era. The errors of my past. So what era are you from?
Yes.
What a difference a day makes. Because a day makes a difference. Just when you're willing, ready to give up, it's always tomorrow. That's why they got little black Annie coming out. Not ain't white Annie with the red hair, because we're talking about the red sea and the red planet, but not Annie coming out with the red hair and the red head. Little black Annie this time. Mm-hmm. She's moving out of her project, our project. They're going to project that on you this summer. Little orphan Annie. But what a difference a day makes. So is daylight saving time? Ask the remix that. It's daylight saving time. It says daylight saving. So is daylight saving time? Is it?
Is it? Is it?
Man, you must be daydreaming. A daylight go save time, and time gave birth to day.
Yes.
A daylight gonna save time, father time. Wherever you see time, you see father. That's why you can't move no father. You gotta put your damn plan together. Daylight can't save no damn time. Time been here forever. It's everlasting. But what a difference a day make, but stop daydreaming. Think about that goddamn daydreaming when you was in day camp. What a day is a 24-hour period. So the day starts at daybreak. Boy, I love these damn words. I love these words since day one. Shit, we talking about days. And I promise y'all, I promise you, if you stay at the remix, you will see the light of the day. Hang in there with us.
Yeah.
You will see the light of the day in the damn day. I'm gonna make it. We're gonna make it shine at nighttime. We got infrared.
That's right. Shine bright.
I once spoke somewhere, the brother talking about, oh, man, I love how you just make it so simple. You make it so plain. I told him I ain't got no damn choice. I went to public school. I'm not doing this on purpose. Fuck, that's how I learned. Shit. Public school did me to thank public school. I learned this in the principal office. We had to go talk to the principal. We didn't even have counselors. We didn't have no wise counselors, not where I went to school. The counselors was our home ec teachers, teaching us how to sew. It was dual roles. The band teacher was the counselor. He teach you how to play the trumpet, counsel you, and suspend you. And date your mama if she's single. I'm going to get hype in a minute, Ms. Blue.
Oh, my goodness.
Stay at the remix. Stay at the remix. We're not begging you. I'm just telling you, we're going to see the light of the damn day. Blue skies are ahead. So don't you learn something new every damn day?
Every day. Every day.
So check it out. Check out what consciousness is. When you become conscious what you have learned.
That's right.
That's what real consciousness is.
Yes.
You got to acknowledge what you have learned. That's why your knowledge don't have no action. You got to put act in front of your knowledge. Tell everybody write acknowledge down.
Write acknowledge, you guys.
Right. That's why your knowledge ain't acting, because you're not acknowledging where you're getting the shit from. You got to acknowledge. Use your weapon. Acknowledge. You know what that's like? It's like bringing your daughter or your son to go for a movie. What you call it? Go role casting.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they want to be in this movie. They want to try out for it. And then when they get there, they don't act. They just stand there stiff. And what you gonna say? Act, Devin, act. Won't you? So that's what you're telling your now. Acknowledge. Can you acknowledge?
Mm.
They wrote acknowledge down.
Yes, yes.
Put a J in front of it. Now what it say? What it say now?
Jack knowledge.
You got jacked up ass knowledge now. We right back at damn Jack in the Box. That's why you springing up out of all these goddamn boxes. You're not no goddamn sideshow. You ain't no goddamn circus.
Right. Yes, yes, yes.
Now you got jacked up. Now that's Jack knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You got Jack knowledge. Jackson Jill. You got Jack and Jill knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They jacked up and jacked your ass up. Hijacked. You've been hijacked. Because you hide yourself and ain't even communicate. You hijacked.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Didn't they say Jack slayed the giant? Wasn't that the last movie? Jack the Giant Slayer?
Yes, yes, yes.
And Jack was a damn midget. Jack was short. Jack slayed a whole giant. You jacked up. But blue skies are ahead.
Yes,
I promise,
yes.
I'm not talking long tonight. We're going to open up the lines in a minute because
yes.
I really feel like doing readings. But I must tell you this before we get started. On why it's so important to remix it. What are we pointing our importance at, Ms. Blue? What do you find important? What's important? Ms. Blue?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm asking you, why is it so important that we do this?
That we acknowledge?
Well, because your knowledge can't act if you don't acknowledge. See,
yes.
Because your acknowledgement is the root of your source.
Yes.
Every war that was always started became from acknowledgement. People
yes.
want to be acknowledged, and people damn need to be acknowledged.
So true. So true.
And shit would never open up for you if you don't act off of your knowledge, but you got to give acknowledgement.
Yes. To all those. That's
it's
right.
Just it's like me and you talking, me and you building.
Yes.
And I'm coming up with my stuff and you bringing your stuff. And I say, well, damn, look at it like this. And he said, well, damn, brother, buddy, you know what? Making me think about old experience. Look at it like this. Damn, Ms. Blue, you open up something else. You know what? Look at it like this. And he said, damn, brother, but look, go check this book out for reference. And then it's going to all come together.
Right.
And that shit opened up a world of information, a world of knowledge. And then I go and speak at Harvard. And I'm dropping that science on their ass. And then they say, how you come up with all this? I never give acknowledgement to who it really. The book I needed for reference was The Missing Key, but I never acknowledged. Oh, I figured all this out by myself.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sticking my chest out. Never gave the acknowledge, never gave the credit where it was really due.
Yes.
That's why you got bad fucking credit.
Yes.
What's your credit score? The people
oh.
run your ass out of somebody, you're going to get a call. You're going to run your ass about it. What's your credit score?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they know you damn clowning. That's why they selling you Yugos and fucking Hyundai, because they're getting them little clown cars for clowns.
Yes.
That's why it's like acknowledgement. Acknowledge. Your knowledge won't act.
Yeah. I think a lot of people in the chat room don't agree with that. It's a couple of people. Queen Symmetric is shaking her head.
Don't agree with what? That's
they
why you're not. You don't have to tell me your credit score bad. I know your credit score bad because you won't act. You tell me acknowledgement is not in agreement. That's why your knowledge can't act. Press one, get on the phone, and tell me it's acting. This process is sound. This is integrity speaking. I'm not making
yeah.
this up. That's why your knowledge can't act. Knowledge is knowing your ledger, knowing the ledge. Where's the damn ledge? And I don't give a damn at your highest point of knowledge is the lowest point of enlightenment. The spirit take off where the damn mind stop. I don't care if you've been studying for 50 years. The highest point of all that knowledge, which is nothing but information, stops. And then the spirit said, yo, you finished yet? I'm going to leap out this gym.
Yes.
We not talking, see, you're so worried about acknowledging other people, because when you acknowledge other people, you're acknowledging your goddamn self, so you're missing the fucking point.
Ooh. Just spoke
you're missing
work.
The fucking point.
Yes.
That's why you can't move. Because you really think you submit to someone else. You submit to yourself. This is all about you.
Yes.
See, that's how I know. If you're in disagreement with acknowledgement, that means you don't really acknowledge your own self, because this is how you acknowledge yourself, through other people.
Oh. Just
but y'all, you don't get it. Y'all don't get it yet.
Wow.
You don't get when you say you hate somebody, you fucking talking to you. You don't get it yet.
Wow. Yes. Mm.
Just, Negro, grow up, Negro. What is going on?
Yes.
How the hell are you in conflict with acknowledging somebody?
Yes.
Man, it just don't make no damn sense. And you wondering why you can't grow?
Mm-mm.
That don't make no sense.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
See, this the mystery of the red planet. You at war. You at war. You at war.
And you know, this is something that I know you have no knowledge of, Brother Bilal, but it just really kind of speaks to this right here. These words that you're speaking about acknowledgement is exactly what I just spoke in the priesthood this past week. We covered this exactly verbatim. I kid you not.
That's why you can't grow.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's why you can't grow, because look, acknowledging happens right before growing, because you have to acknowledge what you have been learning and who you learned it from. It's not about the other person.
Never, never.
Because remember, even when you make a decision to join something like the priesthood, your self-help, you make that decision, so you still have your power. Yeah. Ain't nobody coming bowing down and sweeping at your damn feet. It's not even that type of party. The acknowledgement is really for them.
Yeah.
Self-acknowledgement. That's why you can't get damn acknowledged for what you do, because you don't want to acknowledge.
Yeah.
You get back what you put out. You forgot.
Right. Beautiful.
Don't you ever let nobody hear you say no shit like that.
That's right. Woo! We need a...
Don't
y'all
ever.
Gotta hear, brother. Y'all got to hear.
I'm trying.
Brother.
Look, I'm almost hype. Brother. I'm almost hype.
Got to hear it from a brother. Man.
You got to take your plan. How you want somebody to acknowledge your plan and you don't want to give no acknowledgement? You forgot you get what you put out.
That's right.
So what makes Mars red? What is it that makes Mars red? Iron oxide makes it red. Iron Man.
That's right.
It's a lot of iron on Mars. That's why it's the god of war, the god of iron, carrying damn iron. So this is why the moon is going to be reflecting red, because the moon is going to drop down inside of our atmosphere to the level and the dimension where it's red. It's a red hue where all the iron is in the atmosphere. So it's going to give the appearance of the moon looking blood red.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading the chat room. They going insane.
Then we just talk about ironing, pressing things out. We need to iron some things out.
Yes.
So if you don't want to acknowledge, you're wearing wrinkled damn clothes. That's why the prophet need a fucking iron. Every prophet came wrinkled. Clean up, prophet. Prophet Muhammad. Iron oxide making it do that.
That's right.
Iron oxide. But listen. If that name is foreign to you, guess what the name of it is? Guess what the name really is? you made me be more familiar with this, is rust.
Rust.
Red rust. Write the word rust down. Tell them write rust. Please write rust.
Rust down. Write rust
down. Now put a T in front of it.
Put a T in front of rust and what you got. It's called trust.
That's why you don't trust.
Yes.
You full of rust.
Full of rust in your gang.
You ain't no more dust to dawn. It's dust to rust.
Dust to rust.
So what? Cause what rust is? Rust is when iron and steel reacts.
Yes.
That's what makes iron. You want forged iron? You trying to make you want the iron to get rusty? The iron and the steel start reacting to moisture.
Yes.
That's rust.
Rust.
That's rust. That's even the rust that they're talking about in the Nation of Islam. I'm not even in the nation, but they don't know what the rust is. Can they pick the rusty lock? That's the lock they're talking about picking, the rusty lock. Everybody write the word Muslim down.
Muslim.
M-U-S-L-I-M. Write Muslim down. Let me show you what Muslim really means. This is non-religion. I'm getting ready to give you your true religion. They wrote Muslim?
Yes.
The M-U-S add a T, and the L-I-M put limit. It's L-I-M-I-T. It's you must limit. This is what a Muslim is. You must limit your relationship with your mind and start following your spirit. That's what a Muslim really is. It's must limit.
That's right.
Because you have to figure out that there's no damn limit.
That's right. No limit soldier.
That's what a Muslim really is. You must limit the relationship with your mind and start following your heart.
Yes. So true.
You have a relationship with religion, and you need to get back to high science because there really is no limit. You are limitless.
Yes.
But not the mind. The mind is bound to definition.
Mm-hmm.
Not the spirit. Spirit don't need no definition. Definition exists because of the spirit. And spirit exists because of the soul. They are improper. Oh, they have generals. It's generals. General. It's rules to this thing. The legions. The legions of doom, for real.
Yes.
So think about some of the things that clean rust. Vinegar. It's a natural rust agent. It cleans rust. Vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Vinegar. Baking soda cleans rust. Remember you gave me the ritual with the baking soda? What that was? The clean the battery? It's a baking soda cleans rust.
Yes. Baking soda.
Baking soda cleans rust. I said, knock the rust off it. That's, think about it. It cleans rust.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at the most natural, ancient way since the beginning of time to clean rust. Write this stone. It's a stone. I'm going to spell it for you, then say it. P-U-M-I-C-E. P-U-M-I-C-E. Pumice stone. Guess what it really is? A promise stone.
Yeah.
That's why we don't trust nobody. Nobody keep their promises. They're not keeping their word.
Mm-hmm.
You need a promise stone. You need a person you could keep your word with. Can you hold up to your promise? Can you keep your promise? That's why you get a promise ring, because you're promising to marry me. It's a promise ring. And I need to get the promise ring right after the prom, because I done knocked you up.
You know what?
We was making loose change, and I knocked you up, so I need to get you a promise ring, because we left the prom and went hoteling. We went red tailing. Yes. The ring is a primer stone. There's a genie in the lamp.
Yes.
There's a genie in the lamp. Rub the damn lamp. There's a genie inside. There's a genius inside of the lamp.
That's right.
There's a genius. So think about now what we're doing. We come into this spring equinox. We making a transformation, yo. Because I'm going to make you conscious of the transformation. So this is going to be the God at peace in wartime. We moving into the state of God in peace at wartime. That's the Libra. We moving into Libra in peace. Equilibrium, the equinox. We're moving in peace, in wartime, because we've been at war against ourselves, Maureen.
Yes.
Pick up the greatest weapon you could ever use, which is the pen, the ink pen. Pick up the pen. The pen is mightier than a sword, my Lord. But the sword is a swift word.
Yes.
But the sword is used for slashing, not killing. You need a dagger, not a sword. You need to use the pen as a dagger. See, because Marine, think about the Marines. They gun holes. They gun hole.
Yeah.
They use guns.
Mm-hmm.
But you're shooting blanks. You're shooting blanks. The streets running red with blood because of guns. Because we got a bunch of gun holes. That's why the red moon is coming. It's, you know how long it takes for a red moon to be developed? Because there's a certain amount of blood that's being shed that produces a red moon. It's a blood bank. It's a blood test. You are blood diamonds.
Yeah.
In the rough, wash the damn blood off your hands. How we wash the blood off? We stop committing spiritual murder. That's what's producing the physical murder.
Yep.
Murder?
Yep.
Write murder down and then write it backwards. Then we talking about red rum?
Yep.
Write murder and write it back. When we talking about red rum, isn't that what you use for your rituals? Real rum? You spit the rum out?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The spiritual
murder
equivalent of murder is assassination of someone's character.
Yes.
Let me say it again. The spiritual equivalent of murder on a spiritual level is when you assassinate someone's character.
Yep.
The irony in it is you really think you're assassinating someone else.
It's yourself.
Who are you talking to? Who are you doing a ritual on?
Yourself.
Go drink your rum and coke. It's enough red rum.
Yes.
It's enough red rum.
Yes.
So what tonight? I want to check the red planet. I want to see where you, when you were born. Where was the red planet? Because Mars is back online.
Back online.
And I'm standing on my words tonight.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm talking literally. I'm standing on a dictionary. It's unabridged. I'm standing on top of the dictionary. It's open. I'm standing on my words. It's unabridged.
Yes.
Let me stoop down. Hold on. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. Hold up. 2,104 pages, unabridged.
Unabridged.
I'm halfway finished it. 2,104. I'm standing on my word tonight. So you have my word.
Here it is.
Enough red rum. And I have on red shoes.
I have on red socks.
Yes. And I'm damn red hot.
And I'm red. I'm ready. Ready.
Let's get it. Red Robin. Let's get it.
There it is. We're going to get do some readings. There's tons of you guys on the phone tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for your reading with myself and Brother Bilal. We'll be doing that here tonight. And
one more thing.
Yes.
One last thing, Ms. Blue.
Yes.
I'm only here because I love you. I promise you. That's the only reason I'm here.
Oh, well, thank you.
Only
I love
reason
you.
I'm here.
Love you. As appreciate you.
We got to get it, y'all. We got to get it.
We got to get it. Here we go. Here we go. Y'all ready? We're going to get ready to go to the phone lines. You guys can Skype in. You can call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for you to definitely get on the phone lines and to get your questions on. You definitely want to go ahead and press 1 once you get on the phone lines. And once you press 1, then we'll know that you're there. And,
We're going to get ready let's have some fun.
Yes.
From the poplar tree.
Nice. That was a nice touch there.
Yes. That was a mix. Blood on the Leaves, of course, as you know, and that's what we're talking about, Blood on the Leaves here. And that was by Kanye West. That mix there was done by a brother, and I hope I got his name right, but I think he's called Star Wars on SoundCloud. Mm. Got that mix from him. Amazing young out of L.A. that does some powerful mixes out there. So we're going to go straight to the phone lines because we have about 1 hour and 10 minutes before we go into the after hours. There's going to be some information that you need as well, Brother Bilal, from everybody. We're going to need their birth dates from them. We want you guys to come on the line. We're nice and hype. We're charged up. We're out of this
indeed.
World. And we need you to bring it so we can bring it to you as well. So we're going to go to the caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 868. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 863, I apologize. 863.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Gerald from Central Florida.
Okay, greetings to you, General, from Central Florida. We're going through this trifecta weekend here.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get your birth date.
6/17/70.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. What's up, my man?
I'm good.
Good, brother. How's everything going? All right.
What prompts your call this evening?
Well, I was hoping you could tell me, either of you, really, because usually when I I'm pretty much kind of into things, and I don't know if it's a luck or a draw or what, but when I tune into the remix, usually I have some answers in the show.
Yeah.
But it's like recently, I don't know, things have just gone haywire. I really haven't listened to the remix in a little while. But
that's
now,
okay. You're here. Here now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. But now I've tuned in recently to try and get some answers for what's been going on with me lately, I guess, and so a lot of the things that you said, and since I've been back in tune to the show like the past couple months, I've gotten some answers and some understanding, but it's still not quite, you know, everything just yet. It's like everything.
Well, tell me what lesson are you looking for? What resonated with you, and what you feel you're not getting? Should know the answer inside of you, what you're looking for.
What I'm looking for, I guess it's just answers and some type of guidance.
So you press 1 tonight. Tell us about what kind of led you. Maybe that'll help you get in. What led you to press 1? Because I'm just jumping around. It's hundreds of you on the phone lines, and I just jumped to you. So what led you to press 1?
I guess just to answer the question, to get answers to the question, and hopefully you could shed some light.
You never answered the question, Justin. You never asked the question. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, you never asked the question.
Because I could give you the answer if you give me the question.
Like I said already, I don't know. It's just like things are just in my life is just like all of a sudden just gone haywire, and I just wanted some type of I don't know,
okay.
Some type of understanding. That's what I couldn't figure it out. So that's why,
yeah.
I was hoping you could give me some type of.
Mm-hmm. All right. You got the birth date and everything, Brother Bilal?
Yeah, I have what I need, and you really are the perfect caller.
Okay.
Because you are born Gemini, but you have more Aries energy. We're talking about Aries tonight. That's the god of war. You have war with yourself. You're the perfect caller. We couldn't have picked this shit if you tried. Okay? I'm going to tell you where Mars is for you, because that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking to see where all your action is, and your action, all you're being drained inside of the family. But what's happening, what's causing that is because of your side effect. You're too earthly. You got to give up some earth. You got to give. You got to learn how to detach from material. That's what's causing the imbalance. You're going into a 44 year. You get ready to make 44. You came here to help people balance. Your greatest work is in counsel. You know the counsel like the back of your hand. But you a damn leader. I need you to lead, General. You turning into the dollar, General.
Mm.
I need you to lead, General. You got everything in you. People will follow. You are an inventor. You are an innovator pioneer. They will follow. Not in the sense of saying you're greater than them, but they will follow. But you have to have someone where to lead them. But you're stuck in material. You drown yourself in material. You don't want to give it up. You're too damn stubborn. You're holding on to old ticket stubs like we talked about the other night. You're holding on to shit.
Mm-hmm.
All of your action is connected to love in the family. Raise the family up through real love. All of your action is in love and nurturing. Teaching history to children. Teaching them about the old eras. You came here to help them get out of the valley. People are stuck in the fucking valley of making a decision, and you can't even make one. So lead, leader. Lead her. That's why it's called Mother Nature, because we're talking about her. Lead her. When you want her to lead you, lead her. Lead her.
Mm. Mm.
Intuitive, brother, on top of that. Man, you a counselor, negotiator. You could sell any goddamn thing. Call salesman. So how you call up here without a question as intellect as you are? And you need to start working out, and you might not need to read the 48 laws of power, because that should have twist you up, leader.
Did you say I need to read that?
You don't need to read it.
You know what? It's funny you would say that. Because,
there's nothing funny about what I'm saying. I know what you're saying.
I'm
messing
book.
With you.
I have that book, and I just moved into
you
my
can't read it.
Actually, for trying to find that book,
mm-hmm.
so I shouldn't read it.
No.
The spirit you have, you don't even need it. You are automatically a chess mover. You are the knight on the table. I need you to make orthodox movement. 48 laws of power will do you no good. It will make you more conniving than you already are.
Yes.
So you'll be doing more scheming and damn manipulating from home.
Yes.
You need to go work out. You need to go work some shit out. You need to go walk in the park. You need to take your walk and go up to a damn jog. Because what happened, the Zulu warriors used to run a fucking 100 miles to a war.
Yes.
They run a damn 100 miles and then go and fight. Because we're talking about the God of War. You don't even want to drive a fucking 100 miles and fight. These people ran 100 miles.
Yes.
And only thing you could do is beat up yourself. Get out of the war. Get out of the conflict in your mind. All you want to do is think about shit. You can't think and do at the same time. I need you to start doing and stop thinking. Now think I'm lying. Get your damn ink pen. Start writing. Get your damn ink pen. You're not even on a quest. This is supposed to be a damn adventure. You're not on a quest. You didn't even have a question. You call up, you want me to do a reading without a question. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good in the motherfucker, but I'm not that good. I need a damn question. All the stuff you full of, man, bring it to the table. Stop playing. You're making 44 this year, 44s. You need law and order. You don't want to follow no damn rules. You don't want to follow the damn process. And then when you do get the process, you think you know every goddamn thing, and that's a dwarf, which is Doc, that think you know every goddamn thing. So your arrogant ass, exactly where you're supposed to be at. Because soon as you get it, if you get off the phone right now and go get it and figure shit out, you go become arrogant like a mother. Can't nobody tell you shit, and you act like everything always been good, and you won't listen to the remix for another couple of years till you fall back down and find your book, The 48 More Laws of Power. You can read 100 fucking laws, you're going to still twist yourself up. Do your work, bro. Do it with integrity and sincerity. Do it with a process. Get some order. Stop thinking you know every goddamn thing. And guess what? You really do. Humble yourself with it, because everybody know every goddamn thing too, not only you.
That's right.
Go read on an Aries. Go read the attributes of an Aries, and you go be looking at yourself. You've been looking in the wrong places. Go get that book. Open up that book and learn how to give. Stop taking and give. I wouldn't tell you that if I didn't love you.
Yeah.
And that's brother to brother. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to say it. My reading for brothers is different with women. I'm going to be honest about that. Because we get down as men. Because we need to have some fucking heart-to-heart as men.
Yes.
That's why this weekend was about a trifecta. You know what a trifecta is?
No.
It's a harsh race. I was conscious I was doing a trifecta. This went three hearts. It's got three hearts. You got to have heart. I got heart. I'm a race horse, but I'm a long shot. We as black people are fucking long shots. They're not even banking on us to make it cross the line, the red line. We long shots. I'm thoroughly bred. Cheeky did that. My uncle did that. The ankh is the key of life. The ankh. Everybody on this phone got ankhs. The ankh calling. Your uncle calling you.
Yes.
Wake up. And put your money on me at the racetrack, because I can run it. Trust that. And I know you can run. I'm looking at your attributes. Run around the track with me. Come run it with me. We ain't in no competition with each other. We all know something. Doctor?
Yeah.
love for you, though, for real. It's a powerful period coming up for you, too, but you're here to bring people out of the valley, help them make decisions. As you help them make decisions, you're going to start getting favor. You don't want to do no fucking favors. That's why you can't get no favor. That's what favor is. Do some damn favors. That's what makes the Godfather the Godfather, because he do everybody favors. He helped them go farther because he's doing favors, so he have nothing but favor. You don't have no favor because you don't do no favors. This shit gonna benefit me. I can't even help you if it don't benefit me. Can't get no favor like that. Somebody call him, can you do me a favor? How it gonna benefit me? Keep reading the 48 Laws of Power. Red line gonna go flat line. Promise you that. But love for you, for real.
Okay, I appreciate it.
No doubt. Just telling you what I saw.
Okay. You have anything to lose, as if that wasn't enough.
I'm going to get hype in a minute.
I everything that Brother Bilal says, I think that is a lot for you to take in. And definitely, you know, one of the beautiful things about us doing these readings is that we speak to thousands. So there's thousands of generals out there listening.
Mm.
And so we definitely make sure that that work is very thorough. And we're also speaking to ourselves, and I feel comfortable saying that as well, while we're talking to you. And that's the beautiful thing about it. One of the things I want to say to you, General, is that I energetically was able to just kind of sit here and kind of sip on my sunshine juice while Brother Bilal was talking to you, and I watched your whole energetic body go to dancing. It was dancing all over the place, and one of the places that really kind of caught my eye was the back of your neck. Right by your shoulders and right by your neck. Do you have any neck problems?
No.
No, that's good. That's good that you don't have any neck problems, nothing with a crook neck or stiff neck or nothing going on with your neck, because this is really an energy center that really is being impacted by what's happening. The thing about this is that this energy center, which is has a lot to do with the throat, it actually governs other parts of the body. So not only does it have something to do with the throat, but it also has something to do with the heart, and it also has something to do with your hands and your feet as well. Even though it is about the throat. One of the things, I'm going to tell you this, because you got a lot to work on, it's really about you speaking your truth. And that's where a lot of your hiccup is right now. And this is why it's very difficult for you to get out of what you call this haywire. In fact, that's what I see. I see a blue orb that's going on behind the back of your neck that's all tangled up. That looks like a whole bunch of yarn or strings or wires that have been misplaced. And this is about you speaking your truth. Let me ask you a question. Tell me your significance with blessings. What does that word blessing mean to you?
What does it mean? Blessing, I guess my son, you know, spending time with him, just enjoying my downtime, you know, stuff like that.
So that's what blessings mean to you, is spending time with your son and enjoying what you call downtime.
Yeah.
Nothing else is a blessing to you.
I guess just being in the consciousness is a blessing, you can say. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's one of the things that I want you to do is I want you to start finding some blessings inside of yourself. And then I want you to begin to use the rainbow as your sign, as a symbol for you. I want you to look for the rainbow. Focus on the rainbow. You know, maybe download a picture of a rainbow and start to look at those different colors, those different flavors, those different energies that exist in the rainbow. Because the rainbow is also inside of you. And we know inside the rainbow is blessings. It's blessings. And I'm talking about the divine blessing that has to do with you. Because there's a big part of General that is afraid to be who you are. So you need to find your own internal blessing and start speaking your truth. And then you'll be able to move yourself forward. But until then, you're really going to stay tangled up in that haywire.
Okay.
Speak your truth. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that makes a lot of sense.
Well, good. Speak your truth, my brother. Speak your truth. All right.
Yeah, all right. Brother Bilal, can you explain your name and the pronunciation? I see how it's spelled, but it sounds like this. Bilal.
It sounds like what?
Bilal, like B-A-L-A-L.
No, my name is Bilal. B-A-L-A-H, like the Kabbalah, like the Kabbalah.
I see how it's spelled, but it sounds like when I hear it pronounced, it sounds like Bilal. Okay, so Bilal, okay.
Yes, yeah, Bilal.
All right, thanks, brother. Thanks,
that was Bilal. All right, brother.
All right, brother. Peace and love. Excellent, excellent. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 301, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're coming from. 301?
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line? Please take us off speakerphone.
Oh, this is Robert?
Yes, Robert. Take us off speaker, Robert.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this is
Robert.
How
you doing, Robert?
Okay, and you?
Excellent.
Excellent.
Okay. My birthday is September 17th, 1968.
What year?
1968.
1968.
And where are you calling from, Robert?
Maryland.
Okay, calling from Maryland. All right.
Maryland.
Yeah, towards the
Baltimore.
Area.
Huh?
Well, close to Washington, D.C.
Okay, okay, but you're in Baltimore.
No, I'm about 25-30 miles south of Baltimore. I'm out.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 5-10 miles outside of D.C.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I went to public school. I'm sorry, my man.
No, that's okay. It's all right.
So what's so for you tonight, Robert? What sort of prompt you to get on the line to press one with us?
Oh wow, I'm just here. A general reading, I guess.
What's your question for tonight?
Question is, my wife has left me, and if I get back with her, or
that's what you really want to know?
Yes.
Okay. She left you. And give me your birth date again.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Give me your birth date again.
September
17th, 1968. Okay. Well, I tell you, let's do this, because if this is, let me check something. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Well, let's see. Why would she leave you? Probably be this is connected to you doing finished work.
Okay.
Just like the last brother just called, this is where your issue is. You really have an issue with women, period. I'm looking at your clash, and your clash is with your mother, and it's with your communication with your mother. And then if this really is your birthday, though, you have your Mars is sitting inside of Leo. I don't know why I'm picking up that this is not your birth date for some reason, but you know, if this is your birth date, I could speak to this vibration if you're being honest. Because if this is your birth date or not, she only left you because you wasn't being honest. That's at the bottom line, because you tell a person you want the truth and you really can't handle the truth. And all of this is coming from your idea of what time is. So let me ask you, what is time?
Okay. So you don't believe that September 17th, 1968 is my birthday, or? 1968, September 17th.
Okay. All right, that's cool, but tell me, what is time?
Time is seconds, hours, minutes, hours, days, years.
But define time for us. What is time? What is your whole take on time? Tell us about time. This is at the root of your issue, time.
Time.
That's why you and your wife have so much space in between you, because it's space and time. It's continual. So what is time? Then it's a new beginning year. You're turning 46 this year. But what is time? Tell us what time is. I could assist you if you tell me what time is.
Time is,
be honest.
Time is not real.
Right. Not real.
Not real. It's only a figment of the human mind.
Right. Right. How long have you been living?
Well, in this lifetime, I've been living 45 and a half years.
That sounds like time to me. You were to work on time?
I go to work on time?
You say you're trying to get back with your wife, so that's within time also. You see, because however you define time, that's just how you define yourself. You know, you say time is an illusion, so how can time be an illusion and you not be? You just made yourself an illusion. Look.
Wow.
Listen. Yeah. Father is time. So you just told us how you feel about your father. He ain't shifted you. He's an illusion. He's a moment, a number on the clock watching you. So what is time? Check time out. Is time an illusion? Is a sick vision for you? See, you're stuck in a dream realm. But let's go to time. Guess who time number one employer is? Guess who time general manager is? The truth.
True.
And look, you can't handle the truth. Isn't that what Jack Nicholson said in A Few Good Men?
I can't handle
you
the
can't
truth.
Handle, hold on. Because listen, you know truth is a bad mother.
You bad
but
mother.
Time sits over truth, because all truths are told within time. You need time to reveal truth. So I know you're not damn honest. You don't even like time. So I know you're not dealing with the truth. She's gone. I'm honest with you. She's gone. She's out of there. Maybe next time, next lifetime, like Erica say. Maybe next lifetime.
All right.
Because the relationship you have with her is the same one you have with your mother. Your mother is your nature. Father is your time. They took us out of time because they took you out of the heavens. Mars is connected to that. Mars is your left hemisphere that's connected to the father of time. But all times, all truths are revealed in time. Time is also tie me up. Time is tying you up. That's what have you in the spider web. You don't have no damn discipline. You don't nobody tell you shit. You want freedom. You want a free dome. But you ain't got no freedom. You don't have no free dome of expression. Mm-hmm. That's why she left you, wasn't expressing yourself. That's what free dome, that's what a free dome is. I'm going to say it within my heart no matter what. You don't have a free dome. And you damn sure don't have no wisdom, no wisdom, because you don't mess with your mom. You don't like fucking women anyway. But time does. You say time is an illusion. So you just check yourself out. So I'm talking to the invisible man. Isn't she gone? Isn't she invisible? She's only visible on your inside. Invisible.
Invisible.
She's invisible. You can only see her on the inside. But
only
time
inside.
Will tell. That's what invisible. Can you see the air outside? Can you see the air outside?
It's snowing out here now, but.
What you say?
I said it's snowing out here right now.
No, I'm talking about the air. You can't see the air. Can you see the air outside that you're breathing? Put the person next to you on the phone. Put who else next to you. Put them on the phone too. We do everybody reading tonight. If we have a good time, since we have an issue with time, because you keep putting us on the speaker, but I'm trying to see what. Put everybody on the phone. Because I'm going to check all illusions out.
I'm just down here in my room. I got the speaker off now.
You need to spend some quality time. So you want to know what's blocking you? Your father gave you that voice you have. Your voice is sitting from your father. That's where your Mars is with father time. It's in Leo. It's the courage, the heart. But you have too much pride. And pride come right before the season of fall. Because what fall is in September with Virgo, huh? So Leo come right before Virgo. You're a hell of a teacher. You teach your ass off. And you're a mathematician. Precise. Perfectionist.
Really?
So numbers your thing. Hell yeah. Numbers your thing. Could have been a damn actor. All that damn talking you
actor.
Do. Oh, yeah. You could have been. You acting right now. Yes. We all in the pit. We all in the stage play. You could have done all that. But it's your voice. You don't. You got to start, dude. You got to start something. Initiate yourself. Initiate yourself. That's it.
Initiate myself into.
Initiate yourself into what you love doing. If you see, you have a big relationship even with health. Health, numbers. But your action is coming from your mouth.
A mouth. Wow.
Hmm.
So you telling me you don't talk a lot? Oh, I know you. You telling me you don't talk a lot?
I don't talk a lot. No, I guess unless I've spoken to, I guess.
Okay. But you have a lot of action in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me say,
Ms. Yeah. You still there, Robert?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
It's been a rough 13 months for you, huh?
Yeah, actually it has. It has been.
Yeah, it's been a real rough 13 months. And, you know, one of the things that I will say to you is that the Robert that's speaking right now and the Robert from 13 months ago has shifted. Wouldn't you agree with that, that you're not the same person you were 13 months ago that you are right now?
No, 13 months ago, I'm not the same person.
You're not. And a lot of the lessons, I know it's kind of tough to hear what Brother Bilal is telling you, but you know that that's truly who you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes that's tough to hear. It's tough to hear because now you're in a completely different place. But here's where I want you to get your magic here tonight, is okay. That you have a choice. You can go back to the Robert you were 13 months ago, because in about the next 11 months, you will have recouped yourself. Your health will be better for you, and you'll be feeling better. Your heart won't ache so much. You won't stay up so late at night thinking about things that you thought about before. You won't have some of those same urges that you had before, and you will have the opportunity to turn right back into the Robert that you were 13 months ago.
So 13 months from ago until, do you say 11 months now? From now?
Yes. You will
go
have
around.
Don't get caught up in that, because remember, you don't believe in time.
So you don't believe in time anyway. You have to stand on your head, right?
Yeah. So don't get caught up in that. This is about you recognizing how you're going to lean yourself forward and what you're going to do. Are you going to go back to Robert, the old Robert, or are you going to try to truly evolve yourself from that place?
I'm going to try to evolve myself.
That's it. That definitely would be the hope. And one of those things for you to do is to make sure you can be present, because you're not grounded at all, you see. And a big part, say it again.
I'm not grounded.
Oh,
I'm not being grounded, good or bad, or?
Not being grounded is not a good thing when you're not physically grounded here into your physical body, like your energy being inside your body. It's almost as if you're talking outside of yourself. So
wow.
To get yourself grounded, I want you to think about asking yourself a couple of questions. And then I want you to toy around with this, okay? And one of those is, are you happy? Ask yourself, are you happy? Are you happy with your family? Are you happy with your life? Are you happy with where you are?
Presently, I'm not.
You're not. And these are some of the indications, because you said not being grounded. That's how you know you're not grounded. You definitely need to work on knowing that you need to be here, that you have work here to do. And regardless of what's going on for you now, nothing is going to change unless you make it change. Change is presented to us at any given moment, any time. The whole time Brother Bilal was speaking to you, you had a chance to change. So take each moment. Be present in your own life. I mean, after all, it's your life. You can step in and start living it any time you like, because it's your life.
Right.
So know that you have an opportunity to step more into who you want to be at this moment. Focus on being present where you are. Right now you're moving around. You're doing all kinds of things. You're not even present during this conversation.
I'm not present during the conversation?
No. So I wish you peace and I wish you love, my brother.
Right, my brother.
And hopefully you can go back and you can download and you can listen to this and really, really find that place of harmony within yourself and definitely make sure that you stay present in your life. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, brother.
We're going to continue on, you guys. 31 minutes left to go here in the phone. And wowzers, I see all of you guys on the phone. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 720. You're live in the remix.
Hello?
Sorry, 720. Too much going on. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 469. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, this is Shay from L.A. Can you hear me okay? Because I have my... earpiece.
If you could probably take your earpiece out, Sherry, okay. We probably can hear you better.
Okay, I'll take you off.
All right.
Hey.
Hey.
All right.
I had to stand up and get some breath. Okay. So my birthday is 7/23/82.
82. How are you doing this evening?
Yes,
I'm good. I'm so happy
you're good.
To talk to you finally. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Yes, Boo gave me a reading. I don't know if you remember, but you gave me a reading when I asked you about my dad. And he's like, quit making everybody your daddy. By listening to Brother Blah, I'm like, I'm like, okay. So, yes, I would love a reading from you, though. The only thing I've been having problems with is my grandmother. Her birthday is 5/15/42, and it's kind of hard for me to help her, but I try my best and I tell her, if you talk to me and you talk negative, I'm going to come back and say some positive things, and she really don't like me. Miss Blue, you told me stop forcing your will, but I think that's an equal opportunity. Like, hey, I'm going to turn it back around. So, and I also wanted to know, once I get the reading, can I share this poem that I wrote also?
Oh.
It's short.
Yes,
it's
indeed.
Short. But yes, I've been doing my work, Miss Blue.
Why don't you share it now? Go ahead, share it now. Let me get this energy.
Beautiful.
Drop it, though. I mean, but don't, not nothing like, wait, drop this shit like you... Speaking as somebody, eulogy. Yeah, drop this shit.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. This is the life you chose to live. So why are you still hiding inside? Dreaming of a miracle to knock on your door. The world of paradise is yours. And you're the star that fell from the sky, and daylight is waiting for you to shine. The sun has kissed your face 1,000 times with the light of gold, but you're not mining time. You let that fear set in your pillow head. It's time to peel back your happiness instead. Lift your energy high, breathe in and out. Take this moment to scope your life out. Thank the universe and mean it from your heart. When you give back, that's when your healing starts. Keep your fist up, pound back with the love. Blessed and soon to fall from up above. Take a leap of faith, no more holding bars. Cheers to you and all from your fellow star. You inspired me. Oh, wake up. It's time to go to work now. So that's
remix.
I just wrote that like a few days ago.
Yeah, that's hot. All right, I like that, though. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Where are we? I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And first, this is what I want to tell everyone. I'm talking to myself first when I'm doing these readings.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm not talking hard. I'm talking hard to myself. I'm just working out, so I'm knocking my weakness out. But we're doing it together. So we'll kill two birds with one philosopher's stone. The philosopher's stone is really the third eye. And with that said, what is the difference between truth and honesty? You should know this one.
The difference between truth and honesty?
Pretty much the same. What is it? Is it the same?
Yeah, because you speak your truth, you should be honoring your word. Your word is
right.
Your bond.
This is, and you're absolutely right, but this is where all of your issues are coming from.
Okay.
This is where all of them, because you have to learn the difference between truth and honesty.
Okay.
If you learn this lesson and start being honest with yourself.
Okay.
I say this all the time. The truth only benefits the person that's telling it.
Yeah.
The truth limits self-expression, and honesty carries it on. No honesty, no pure self-expression. The truth would only bring you so far. Ask your boyfriend, do he love you? He said, yes, I love you. He told you the truth. You hug, go to sleep. You ask him, do he love you? He said, yes, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. You could be talking all night. But he has so much sense, he won't get some sleep, so he only tells you the truth. Because honesty is when you're being frank. You ever heard that? When you're being honest?
Mm-hmm.
You're being frank. If you stop being honest, you become Frankenstein, a monster.
Mm-hmm.
So this even become your issue with men. You are so damn indecisive because you won't make up your mind. This is what's causing you to be indecisive. And if you just learn to be honest, it will take care of itself. So the question goes right back to you, what we asked the brother. What is time to you? What is time?
Time to me? It's hard to explain because I guess it's how you spend time. What I do in time.
Okay, but what is time? You see how you spend time. You can't spend time around like a top. What is time? You have to learn differences.
Yeah.
You have to learn the difference between choice and decision. You have to learn the difference between time and a watch. Timex make watches. Rolexes make timepieces. It's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's the difference in watching in a timepiece. But what is time? Did you spend a lot of time with your father?
No. That's what Miss Blue told me, to let that go, because I kept holding on to that.
So what is time?
Right.
Tell me what time is.
Could you just explain it to me?
Do you know how to tell time?
I could tell time.
So what is it? So
time?
What is time?
Numbers? Oh, numbers?
How long have you been telling time? At what age? Because you're making 32 this year, so at what age did you start telling time?
I can't remember the age when I started telling time.
Well, you're making 32, and I know you've been telling at least since 12 years or so. You, that's 20 years of experience with telling time. But what is it? Because if you could answer this question, you could balance off that father's energy, because father is your time. This is what's throwing off your masculine energy. This is why you can't attract the right person to you on the masculine end, because of your relationship with time. That's why you always disappointed, because you putting time on everything. You make a hair appointment at 10:30. You're picking your clothes up at 1 o'clock from the cleaners. 3:30, you're picking your niece up. I guarantee you the girl going to be running damn late. The cleaners ain't going to have your damn clothes ready. You're going to be late picking your girl from school, and you're going to be fucked up because of your concept of time.
Time.
Time ruined your whole day. It alters your whole mood. That's where disappointment sit, because you have a bad relationship with time. So right now you're doing time. You're doing time.
Oh yeah.
You in jail in your mind. You in jail. You're doing time. Because if you don't have a definition of time, you're doing it. It's spinning you. You the spinning top. That's why you keep going in circles. That's why the clock is shaped as a circle. You keep making circles. And a circle is a circumference. And if you look at the word circumference, they have circus inside a circumference, which is a circle, circus. So you damn clowning. Because wherever you're making a circle at, that's where you're making the clown. That's where you're making you in the circus.
So are you saying, like, time is infinite and be open to, so I won't be so...
You too rigid with time. Everything you set, you got to... This is what I want you to do. I want you to become rigid and flexible at the same time.
Okay.
I want you to make the hair appointment at 10:30. I want you to pick your clothes up at 1. I want you to pick your niece up at 3:30. But you get to the hairdresser, and what you don't calculate is other people's time. Because how about the girl forgot she had a traffic ticket to go pay, and then she forgot she needed to make this move and forgot to call you, because she can't call you from the courtroom. If you turn your damn phone on, turn it on vibrate, but she can't text you. Make it damn work. Get your hair fixed by somebody else in the damn salon. Start making shit work instead of being disappointed, because you keep missing this appointment.
Well, I've been saying every morning, I try to, and say no expectations.
Do you try to tie your shoe? Do you try to tie
your shoe? But no, it's like I want it to come natural, so I won't have to keep saying it to myself. No expectations, no anticipation every morning. So it's like, okay, I should be used to this now. Like, don't expect everything to come right when
Why are you so hard on yourself? Why are you so hard on yourself? For real, why are you so hard on yourself? Who are you disappointing for real? Why are you so hard on yourself? It's not that serious.
Just let it flow.
Why are you so hard on yourself like this? Why you think other people are so critical of you? Because they come to mirror to you how you look on the inside. If you're already critical with yourself, you're going to attract people that's going to treat you critically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You keep attracting that to you, because you're too hard on yourself. So other people, you're attracting other people to become hard on you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Be flexible.
Yeah.
Be flexible like the piece you just read. I loved it. Be flexible like that piece.
Yeah.
Sing and then do your little spiel, talk on it. You see, that was like Law and Order. In the first part is the criminal case, and then they go to the damn judge. So be a little flexible. Sing that shit in the beginning, and then, see, you were flexible, and then you became rigid. See, both of them working at one time. Live your life like you just read that piece.
Yes.
You go to the hairdresser, the girl not there, the girl ran late. You know what? Sing that damn piece. Start rapping in that goddamn piece.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To hell with them people. So you know what? Do your shit. Jump around and say, yeah, you know what? Let me do this piece for y'all. Because nothing getting ready to mess my day up. I'll go buy me a fucking Gucci hat. And nothing can really mess my damn day up, especially about no damn hair. Mm-hmm. And that's how I want you to live your life. Become flexible when shit look like it's getting ready to be torn down. Make it work.
Okay.
Make it work. Make it work. Be there at the courthouse. Do my fucking hair in the car. Do it in the passenger seat. Make it work some kind of way. Mm-hmm. If your clothes ain't ready at the cleaners, go in the back and press your own shit. Make it work. Nothing but love for you.
Nothing but love for y'all, too.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I want to talk to you about your grandmother for a minute.
Yeah.
And really what's going on with your grandmother.
Well, it's just hard, you know, growing up, it's just hard for them to talk about the past. Like,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you want to know, like, how she was raised. Like, I want to know these things. Like, how were you raised? What did you do when you was younger? Did you ever get in
right.
trouble? Or, you know, like, it's like, no, y'all don't need to know about the past or something. It's like they always hiding stuff. Like, you know, like, my mom, you know, hid a few things about my dad. But
yes.
it's like I want to open up more, you know, to share their stories. Because I think, you know, when they hold things in, we hold things in. You know, the kids hold things in because they're not taught to open up.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing that I want to tell you. I know last time, and thank you for reminding me because I don't really remember a lot of things, but when you brought it back up, I did remember about you forcing mm-hmm. your will because
yeah.
this is still kind of you forcing your will. You understand your grandmother has a lot of pain that's in her past that she doesn't want to deal with. And even though I know that that is a struggle, talking to
mm-hmm.
the women in your family and getting them to open up so it can really help you to begin to open up, I want you to understand to not look at that as a weakness, but to look at it
mm-hmm.
as a strength. Because they
mm-hmm.
passed on the best parts of who they are to you. And to
mm-hmm.
the other children in the family. The reason I'm going to tell you why this is so challenging and so difficult for you is because even though you have all of these people around you, you're in solitude on an island by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense when I say that to you? Because you're
yeah,
telling
mm-hmm.
me, and I hear the passion with you when you say, your grandmother, you know, they don't want to tell, and I feel like if they tell these stories and they open up, but you won't tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's almost like,
mm-hmm.
you know how somebody says, I'm not going to do it, you do it. Hey, let's go
mm-hmm.
find Mikey. Get Mikey to do it. You're trying to find somebody else to do your story.
Okay.
And if somehow they tell their story, it'll make it so much easier for you to tell your story. But that's not true. And you and I both know that. So tell your story. Why don't you show them? See, sometimes when we get a little older and we get a little wiser, sometimes we you know, even younger when we're speaking to our elders, we think we can't teach them anything. But that's not true. You can show them. You can show them that their pain, that their struggles, that their love did not go in vain with you. So stop trying to force
mm-hmm.
your will on them and you show them
mm-hmm.
how you want to live, because it's your life. Open up and share your stories with them. They can learn
mm-hmm.
from you, too. They can love from you, too.
Well, you know, I noticed she always, like, if I tell her, I have something to tell you, like when I told her about the reading, I said, I have to talk to you, and she had to make time to talk to me. And she was quiet that day, but then other conversations, it's kind of like a block out, you know, like.
Because she has her own internal pain and her own thing that she's dealing with.
Oh, yeah, and I told her about the, what is it, she had eye surgery, and I told her what you said. I was like, well, you should check that out. Just look at other people's
But guess what? That may not be what she wants to do. Once again, you're trying to force your will on your grandmother. Your job is to love her unconditionally. That is the hardest thing for us as human beings to do. We say we love unconditionally, but as soon as someone don't meet our conditions, we don't love them anymore, or we start forcing our will on them.
Okay.
Your only goal is to love her unconditionally, whether she decides to do anything that you tell her or not. Stop doing what people did to you all of your life. Force you to do shit you didn't want to do. We have been so indoctrinated into our culture, into this religious society, that we have now brought this into spirituality. Stop forcing your will.
Okay.
Your goal, your love, your life, your purpose with your grandmother, your soul connection is to love her and listen to her wisdom. And here's an FYI, sometimes wisdom don't speak. Sometimes we're listening so much for the words that we forget that sometimes the greatest wisdom is in the silence, nothing being said. So listen and love. Get with LL, because he taught us about that. Listen and love. That's it. Stop forcing your will. That's it.
Okay. I understand now, unconditional. Just keep that in mind.
That's right. And tell your story. Tell your own damn story.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do that peace for your grandmother.
Yeah, do that peace for your grandmother.
Bad peace.
That's a bad peace. I bet you ain't do that for
it
her.
It is bad peace.
No, I just wrote it like a few times. I will do that for her, actually.
Yeah.
I'll definitely do that.
Yes,
I'm still happy about that reading, Ms. Blue, because I always think about it. I always think about it, and I would definitely keep that in mind. Thank you so much.
That's what
I
love.
Yes,
indeed.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Much love.
much love. Hold the line. We still have like 9 minutes left to go, and hundreds of you literally on the phone lines. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code. Let's jump around, see if we can get one more caller in here. Call before we go to the after hours. Calling in from area code 207. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 207? We'll come back. We'll come back. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 757. You're live in remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. You know, it's some serious spiritual things going on when you get into that zone and it captivates you to that point. That sister or brother is going to wake up with some magic in the morning. That is beautiful. All going into the subconscious. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 765. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 765. We can't hear you, 765. Okay. Y'all scared. We're going to go to the next caller. From area code 207. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 207?
That's it.
Y'all scared for real. Y'all are so scared. Oh, my goodness. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 615. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Sister Blue. It's Melissa, and I'm calling from Boston.
Okay, greetings, Melissa from Boston.
Greetings. I actually had a question for Brother Bilal. Good evening, Brother. Well, good morning, Brother Bilal.
Oh, it's morning time already?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, shit. Good morning. What's the question?
My Mars is in my first house, so I wanted to see how the red planet affects me.
Okay. Let me get your birth date.
Sure. It's January 30th, 1978.
And we're getting a lot of noise from you in the background, Melissa.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Is everything better now?
Sounds better, yes.
Okay.
Very intuitive, a lot of common sense. Hold on 1 second. And you said it's in your first house?
Mm-hmm.
You've been on this for a while, huh? There are another houses, that's what I'm talking about. All right, I'm coming. Work with me. Okay. Hold on. So you say, 1/30/1978?
Mm-hmm.
What you mean by your first house? Make me understand what you mean by that.
So, to my understanding, Mars sits in where my ascendant is. So it sits in my first house.
Okay, so just all the action, all that talking you be doing, you're saying?
You telling on me?
That voice. But you have it on both sides. You get the voice from you. You get the science side from your mother, which is all this astrology and all that type of stuff. That's your mother's side, and your father got the voice. So, but you swapping them off. Your mother have a beautiful voice too, powerful. You are most boisterous for real. Communication, research. You're very nosy. And let me see what else you need to. So, all right, so it's a contradiction right here because that's where your issue at in speaking up with your mother. That's your issue right there. But, no, you're a badass researcher, though, for real. Uncovering shit and like, hidden mysteries and all that, you are bad to the bone, for real. But the way Mars is impacting that, Mars is impacting that through relationships because a lot of love area, and this is also a good dose of health area. All right, so I'm looking at this. Give me 1 second. Let me see. I need you to trust your instincts. So you need to shut all that thinking down so you can trust your instincts.
Okay.
All right, because what's happening right here is like this number, you vibrating on the one of the highest frequencies they are. You vibrating on the most powerful master number there is, which is number 11. So just let me know off top, you have a direct connection to the source. It's like on the old television, you have like rabbit ears. So you could channel, you could pick up energy, but you need to learn how to trust yourself. So you making 36 this year?
I already made it.
You just made 36?
Mm-hmm.
You just made it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is, and then look, you're born in the age of Scorpio. Very intuitive, nothing to say about that, but you just have to use your magic wand, and your only thing that will shut you down is you having so much common sense that you damn near become your own player hater because it's like you don't trust nobody, and then your mind is designed to prove you right. So by you not trusting people, you're going to attract people that you can't trust, and then they go mess over you, then you say, see, that's why I don't trust no fucking body.
Mm.
But you're the one doing it. Everybody's not running game. So listen to this. If you put in your mind that everybody's running game, guess what you're going to attract to you?
Everybody that's running game.
And then look, and then what you will be, so what you will be telling yourself, see, everybody running game. You are what you eat.
Okay.
You are what you eat. So the minute you say everybody running game, you will prove yourself right and justify why I don't fuck with people, because I knew it. They running game too. Oh, they running game. And then you need to step back and look at yourself and see what error you come from, what errors are you making. How about they really showing up to show you how much game you running on the inside? That's why we have that acknowledgement problem, because we don't want to acknowledge all of this is really coming from us.
Mm.
So what happened? The people you hate are the people you trying to be, and the people you feel you love are the people you aspire to be. So you have to balance that off. You have your own level of common sense. Use it. But don't get to a point where you keep running game. I'm going to beat you before you beat me. So you're running game already. You go into a running game. I'm going to get you before you get me. And then, look, you get them. You get both of y'all at once. You get them. You get them. In every relationship going, I'm going to get him before you get me. You're not 100 about nothing. That's just your trust messed up. You rust. You're rusty. Rusty. Go get some vinegar. Go get some lemon juice. You rust. You know that's why they drink Coca-Cola. You got corrosion. You know how your rust be getting on the battery, the negative and positive post?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know the car not going to even start up with that out the negative and the positive. You know that, right? You know if you take the negative off, the shit just going to sit there dead, right?
Right.
So you need the negative and you need the positive, but the shit just rusty. You got corrosion, corruption, corrosion. It's the same thing. You corrode it. Because somebody done made you so hot. Somebody done pissed you off so hot that you became cold-hearted. And now you no longer see the people that help you and really have love for you. And then the cycle continues. But I love your hand. You have two magic wands. Do real magic. Stop playing tricks. Yeah, because that's what happened. Because we keep playing tricks and we start turning them.
Mm.
So stop turning tricks. Do real magic.
Okay.
And stop being nosy. Go ahead.
I'm not nosy.
I just like to know what's
going on.
What's going on with what issue? Go ahead.
With the mass of number 11, I don't necessarily control information. Whatever the universe, whatever God wants me to know, or the universe, or the ancestors want me to know, they tell me. I've tried
right.
to shut it down. There's certain aspects of it that
you're trying to control it. If you're trying to shut it down, you're trying to control it.
Well, that's
name the one thing you have control over.
That's only just because I saw some stuff and I wasn't ready for it. And it's not like I had like an elder before me who had the same gift and was like, okay, this is why this happens. I've seen some stuff. It just freaked me out. But so there's certain moments where I can't control it because I'm supposed to get that information. So the
right.
way that I've asked is, if you guys have something to tell me, please don't show up on my waking hours. I'd rather you bring it to me in a dream. Because I can
okay.
process it easier that way, opposed to you popping up in broad daylight and freaking me out because I'm not ready for that. But I noticed with the energy of the 11, it like I have to work out. Like I have to ground myself. I have
mm-hmm.
to, or it turns into depression, and I become very anxious. And then also with like large crowds, I can't. If it's a large crowd and we're in a small space, I can't stay there because I'm picking up everybody else's energy. How
yeah,
do you
mm-hmm.
build
you
to
know,
that?
you do know that's the sign of it being out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How do I process it better so I can sit in environments where it may be an enclosed space and there's so many people? Because I had a panic attack at the grocery store, and I couldn't for the life of me understand why until I left the grocery store to say, okay, there was too many people and I was picking up on too much energy and I just didn't know how to process it properly. But I do know if I don't work out and I don't ground myself, all of that energy turns inward and I get depressed very easily, very easily. So I'm just trying to figure out ways, because I can't continue to live like a hermit. It's not working.
Well, then tell me how you feel you're living like a hermit.
I don't go around people. I go out, run my errands. I'll go work out, and then I'm in the house. Part of that, too, could be because I live in a house that's number 7, so part of that could be, like, the apartment is number 7, so part of that could be that. But for the most part, I don't. I'm like a hermit, like a modern-day hermit. I get dressed and stuff. I mean, I still groom myself, but I still, you know, brush my teeth and do my hair and run my errands. But for the most part, I don't want to be around people. But that's not good, because we weren't designed to completely be alone.
But it's amazing how you're shutting your own system down, though, because if you're asking for it not to, just like you say, I don't want to receive the information, and like you can't, you know, you can't be fickle with it. This is your system. This is what you, it's part of your work that you come here to do. I mean, so you're scared of your own self, because you say you're scared of it.
Just seeing stuff. I wasn't ready for that. So now it's kind of like I put it out there.
Now you're ready for it?
Yes, but just spoon feed me.
And you can't
kick
it back on? What's going on now?
Would you say?
I say, is it coming back on now?
It's starting to, but I'm not seeing things during my wake, and that's the only thing that I ask, that they not do that. Like, I don't want to see things until, like, I've processed it a little bit more to hear it. I mean, it's kind of too weird. I've seen some stuff, and that was like, oh, my God. Am I seeing this? Do y'all see this? Nobody else in the room far but me. So now, like I said, if there's information that they need to get to me, there's no shutting that down. They're sending it, and that's it. And
who's
then I
they?
Just have to deal.
Who's that?
Well, I say the ancestors, and I say the universe. I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's I guess it's the God part of myself, but it's coming from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know.
I'm just energetically, I'm not picking up anything that's challenging. The only thing I don't want you to, I need you just to stop trying to control everything. That's where you get most of this energy from. And your control is coming from by means of manipulation. That's why you can't, that's why you not define it as control. It's a different word. That's why you have to learn synonyms.
Okay.
Your control is coming from manipulation, because even if you manipulating your energy, I want to do it and want to do it sometime, you're looking to control it, but you're manipulating it. Because think about it. If you attract someone to you, running game, you got to do to them first what you think they're going to do to you, so you become very manipulative. You start lying and a little cheat coming at, but you never figure that out as control, but it's all in the same family. Because remember, they are family feuding. They're family.
Right.
They're on one team. So you may not see it as control, and it's not that word, but it's the same thing, manipulating.
So this goes back to the
stop
trust.
Stop trying to control. Cooperate. Yeah, it go back to trust. That's why you're rusty.
Okay.
That's why it's rust.
Okay. So we got to work on the control. We got to work on the trust part.
You
got to
stop trying to control.
Else. Okay.
The more you try to control something, it's going to trample you. Because you don't have no control. What you have control over? Name one thing you have control over. Just one.
Me? My thoughts, me?
You have control over your thoughts, right?
Right.
So you telling me you know the location where your thoughts are coming from? Where are thoughts coming from?
Someplace in the brain. I don't know.
So how you gonna control it? You don't even know where it's coming from. Name the one thing you do have control over. Just name one thing.
How I react to things.
That's you automatically in control. That means you don't trust for real, because every time something happens, you react.
No.
It's done.
I'm not reacting to everything, but I do react to a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. If I get a bathtub full of water and drop one little drop of cyanide, is it poisonous? Are you going to drink? Can I give you a cup of that water?
No.
All right. So if you don't control 1,000 fucking things and you try to control one thing, that's one drop of damn poison.
Yeah, I don't mess with poison.
You got a little control, you got nothing but control. It's the same thing. You can't even stop breathing if you want to. Even if you were laying a bitch up and put the pillow on your head, you can't even hold it there to kill your own self. You ain't no damn control. Janet Jackson had control. Look what happened to her.
Mm-mm.
That's what happened Friday night. We were talking about principles, so we're talking about the pleasure principle. Control. You got to let control go. And Joe Jackson in your life.
Joe Jackson.
You totally did, Mike. Huh?
I don't have a Joe Jackson.
You never had a Joe Jackson?
Mm-mm.
You never had a Joe Jackson?
Are we talking about like a father figure who was super controlling?
Hold on. You never was upset with yourself for making a bad decision and beat yourself up all night thinking about it?
Okay. Yes.
Do you have a Joe Jackson?
Yes. Okay.
Just beat it, girl. Don't clown.
Thank you.
Good night.
Yeah. Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Good night.
Don't Joe Jackson yourself.
All right, guys. Well, that is definitely going to do it for us. I see tons of you guys on the phone line. Don't forget to download. Amazing share here tonight. The Equinox of Gods with Brother Bilal. Thank you so much, Brother Bilal, for joining us here tonight.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yes,
it was beautiful. So download, you guys, download. Don't forget to reach out to Brother Bilal, BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Know that you can get everything in the show notes here. So until we see each other next time on The Remix, you guys get yourself over to The Remix radio page. And definitely, because we are going to be posting from the Priestess there all week long, click like, and that's going to get you in the page. And just thank you guys for showing up and being here tonight. So much love to you guys out there. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love, you guys. Peace.